The next patient is Doyle Wright. The last name is W-R-I-G-H-T. This is the clinical case of a 49-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient has been evaluated by GI for the persistent nausea and vomiting that are not necessarily related to kidney disease, could be gastroparesis associated to diabetes mellitus. Upper and lower endoscopy have been scheduled in the near future. We are going to request a copy of the results. The patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function, and at this point, whether or not this is related to volume contraction is unknown. The serum creatinine is 4, the BUN is 50. The BUN creatinine ratio is not that distorted. I am going to encourage the patient to drink some more fluids. He has been taking Bumex 1 milligram every day. The patient has not been prescribed any SGLT2 inhibitors or Kerendia, period. Unfortunately, the protein creatinine ratio was not done for reasons that are not clear to me. I talked to the patient and I am going to order a new lab in order to have the accurate information. Number 2, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has continued losing weight. He 16 pounds loss with a BMI that right now is 31. Period. We know that this patient has anemia that is related to CKD. This CKD is associated to the presence of diabetic nephropathy. The patient is going to be referred to the cancer center for management of the anemia. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory results, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.